foodies and gamers. I'm Tom of Two Stars.
And I'm Leviticus.
And this is our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, TV shows, comic books, and gamer news. What is up, buddy?
Not much. What's up with you?
Well, not too bad. So today, this week, we're doing a little different. While the Madman's on his Mac cruise, we decided to do a little pod without him.
Mac cruise?
I don't know.
He owns the cruise.
It's like Bruce Wayne. Like he'd own his own cruise ship, right? Yeah. So you have it and call it the Bat Cruise.
It's just merely themed Batman.
It's a giant bat black ship. So intimidating to like Aquaman and stuff.
What do you think Batman's ship would be? Like if it was the Mat Cruise.
The Mat Cruise, there'd be like bacon stations all over the place. And like you just like random deep fryers so you can get like whatever food you have. Because there's always buffets.
Yeah.
It's always all you can eat. So like every so often there's bacon and deep fryers. So you just be like, oh, I have spaghetti. Lump it up. Deep fry it, bacon.
Just bacon with everything.
And beer fountains.
And
everywhere.
Beer fountains.
Just big beer fountains.
Oh, man. I can imagine Batman doing that. Like
and like
right
a
now.
My Little Pony playground.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a playground. Yeah.
He would love that.
Awesome, man.
So, as I said, we're going to try something a little different today, and we're going to theme it since Leviticus is a gamer. I'm a gamer. We're going to talk about what we love, and that
and
is
And some of
gamer.
You are gamers, too.
I bet you are out there. So we're going to talk about what we all love, gaming.
Video games.
So,
stay a while and listen.
Hello, traveler. I love Diablo. That's
oh,
one of
man,
my favorites.
It's the best.
I didn't even think to put that on my list. But anyway, we'll get to that later. So, we're kind of like our podcast. We follow a normal format, but instead of doing like movies pick of the week, today we're going to be talking about gaming pick of the week. What games are we... Tiku. What games we are currently playing? All right, so you want to start us off? What game are you currently playing this
right
week
now,
that you're obsessed
I'm
with?
I'm getting back into because I've never finished and I need to continue finishing it. Is Fallout 4?
Fallout 4.
I stopped for a little while. I was playing some multiplayer games like Counter-Strike Go. Because for those of you who don't know, I'm more along the lines of the PC gaming.
He's PC. He's hardcore. I mean, he plays Counter-Strike Go.
Oh, yeah.
That right there tells you how hardcore he is.
Yeah. So I played Fallout 4 on the PC, which I love. And what I love most about it is if I feel like playing it with a controller, I can just throw on my 360 controller and play with my controller.
I know, that's pretty neat.
It is. So, I'm liking it. I'm in the mood right now at least. It'll probably change, but I'm in the mood to try to finally finish the day.
How many hours you put into it?
I'm not quite sure. It's not as much as I would probably think.
Yeah.
But, I don't think it'll tell me, right? Oh, just only 120.
Only 120
Yeah,
hours.
Only 120, yeah.
That's
a lot
for one game.
I know, yeah.
But I feel like some games, like, you know, like you play World of Warcraft, those people are like years and years dedicated into it. So that's, I guess...
Well, Fallout 4, what I want to do is, so I'm playing it without mods.
Okay.
And then what, because I like playing with mods. I think it's cool.
Yeah,
it's like,
a cool bonus
there's
for
some
PC.
Backpack mods where you like you can have infinite. Backpacks and stuff like that. Not infinite carry space, but it does broaden your carry.
Okay.
So you can carry a lot more things. But you have to craft them. It's not like you just get it. You have to.
That sounds like something you could put in the normal game.
Yeah, but for whatever reason they didn't. I guess the power armor is.
Because
if you wear the power armor, that helps your carry capacity.
Okay.
So, but my plan is I want to beat it without mods, and then after that, I definitely want to play another playthrough.
There you go. Yeah, I still haven't started it yet. I know you're disappointed.
Kill you.
I'll get it eventually. I don't know why I bought it. I feel bad.
Once you play, you played Skyrim, right?
Yeah.
Did you like Skyrim?
A little.
It
was fun. I didn't get
so
too far.
So imagine
into it,
Skyrim, but with awesome, cool guns
and guns and robots and mutants.
Yep, and vats.
Vats.
Do you remember
vats?
Did
the
you
vat
ever play
system?
Fallout 3? Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot you in the face. Just wait five minutes while I think and plan this out.
Seriously.
Okay, pow!
Yeah. Hold on. Let me pause life and go into my inventory.
If only that was real. I'm about to make the worst mistake of my life.
Let me pause.
Do not hit on this possibly man at the bar.
Oh, man. Gotta go. So what have you been playing?
So I just got my last achievement for the startup of Resident Evil 7 Biohazard.
Really? Know. Okay, so last time we were talking, you were working on it.
Yep, I was almost done, and now I've gotten all the starting achievements.
Nice, that's awesome.
It's
really fun game, right?
It is fun. Like, I was kind of skeptical at first. Like, how I love Sick. Like,
well, because it's different from all the other ones.
It is very different. It's first person.
It's not third person. Mm-hmm. It's not, and it wasn't, it was a weird third person. It wasn't really.
So, like, the first three were, like, they had, like, locked cameras, so you didn't really have, like, a normal perspective. You'd walk in a room, the camera would move. You'd walk in another room, camera would move.
The first, Silent Hill.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I like that, where it's, like, you don't know what's going to be around the corner because you can't see.
And at frustrating at times, too.
Kind of frustrating. Yeah. I don't know how many times I was playing the first one, I'd be running. And the camera changed, and I was like, oh, crud. Ah, nope, I'm in the wall. Ah, crud.
Okay. Yeah.
So, then the fourth one came out, and they put it over the shoulder view, and it really changed it up, and they made it real more like action, or shooter, horror, survival game, which was really great. And then five was awesome, kind of continued that genre. And then six came out, and it really just kind of became about like action shooter. It didn't really seem like that much of a horror game at that point.
Yeah.
Like, you were just like guns ablazing.
Well, I mean, look at the movies, too.
That's true. The movies have taken that more really big.
The first one was horror-ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit. And then after that, it became more action-packed.
Apocalypse came more.
You didn't worry about the zombies so much.
What's Alice going to do this time?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So 7 came out. Back to the survival horror, where you're doing puzzles, and you're in first person.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting, because it's another one of those, you know, they're back to the horror genre. So, you're going to be walking down the hallway, and all of a sudden, boom, something pops out at you and attacks you. Or you look down this way, you look away, and you look back, and boom, something's over there. Ah, I peed my pants.
Yeah.
So, I love it.
It reminds me a lot of, did you ever play the PT demo? Or hear about it? You heard about it,
PT
right?
PT demo?
Yeah, it was Silent Hill. It was supposed to be was it PT? I don't know. I might be completely butchering it, but I think it was called Silent Hill PT. And it was actually supposed to have Norman Reedus. It was a demo, I think, only
on... for E3, I want to say.
PS4
like
or something. But anyways, it didn't go anywhere. They didn't end up...
Oh, I do remember hearing about that. Yeah, like, they made this all really...
It looked super awesome. Demo, the demo was awesome. And then it just didn't go anywhere. But I almost, like, feel like they took a lot from that and put it into Resident Evil.
They might have, because like, it is Silent Hill. Is that who makes that? Is that Capcom? I don't think it is.
I don't remember. I don't know.
But it's again, those games work pretty much the same. Where
they're
similar. You gotta keep your items. Make sure you have a lot of health items.
So yeah, exactly.
Because you never know when a crazy pyramid head's gonna come up and chop you in half.
Oh, good old pyramid head.
Yeah. So that's the story games we're playing. Any major multiplayer games you've been digging
I'm
this week?
I'm always in multiplayer. Always my go-to is CSGO, but I vary between CSGO, Rainbow Six.
Siege,
yep. Which they're coming out with a new add-on for that, which I guess we can get in the news later on that. But those are kind of my main ones right now. Maybe every once in a while I'll throw on some Elder Scrolls Online.
Okay,
and
there
you go. I'll play some of that. They just, which again, news, we'll get into later, but they announced a new expansion.
Pack.
Yep. So, what about you? Any, you still playing some Gears?
Dude, I love me some Gears 4. I tried playing today. I sucked.
Yeah, it just wasn't... I have those days all the time where I'm just... There's some days where it's just like, am I a god? Like, what is happening?
Dead.
I must be hacking or cheating or something because I'm doing way too good. And then there's days where it's just like, gosh, I might as well just uninstall this and sell my computer.
Yeah, exactly. It was weird though, because I played one game and I tried to get into another game, it just wouldn't load, kept not connecting to the server. So I'm gonna blame lag. I'm gonna be
let's
that guy.
Blame lag.
I'm
gonna blame lag.
The reason why
lag.
I sucked that game, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel so bad about it. So yeah, I do love me some Gears 4.
I know. I think I might get it for PC. Yeah, because they do have it for Windows.
Yep, now it's going to be, it's cross-platform now, so I might be able to play with you online.
I know, that would be awesome. So, maybe eventually...
There's a lot of co-op stuff to it.
Yeah.
It would be cool if we could play, like the story mode and horde mode.
Yeah, so eventually, that's on my list of things to get. Behind Resident Evil 7, I still have not played it, but I've watched a crap load of streams. I kind of regret it because I feel like I've watched the whole. I pretty much know the whole story now.
It's kind of a bummer because it's a pretty good story.
It is. But I didn't know if I was really going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And there's going to be expansions.
There's already two confirmed expansions and then an extra game mode that's coming out.
Yeah. So there's a possibility I still might get it.
Alright.
So.
Coolio. For all you people out there, I recommend Resident Evil 7.
I recommend it, definitely. Awesome. Off of the streams I've watched, so. Mm-hmm.
If you like peeing your pants, I recommend it.
Oh, yeah. Love the pee in my pants.
One of the best things about that is once you go through the main story, there's like different unlockables for beating it on each difficulty. So when you beat it on normal, you literally get the circular saw, which is just like the best melee weapon ever. So you just...
Spoilers!
So basically you just run up to bad guys and just hold the board while it's spinning in their head and it just...
Oh, that's amazing.
Yay!
It's amazing.
Keeps you alive so much.
It reminds me of the chainsaw in Doom.
Yeah, oh my gosh, the OP
saw.
That's
another multiplayer game that I've been playing off and on. Doom.
I have Doom for Xbox One, but I haven't played multiplayer. I played the beta when it came out, and I was like... It's too much.
The
like
multiplayer is fun. I mean, again, I don't know so much about Xbox, but for PC, I mean, Doom.
It's probably
Doom
a little better
amazing
on
PC because
it almost harkens back to classic Doom and Quake and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you got to run around. You got to.
I remember
up
getting the new Duke Nukem for Xbox 360.
Oh,
gosh,
boy.
Was that horrible? The multiplayer on
Rest
that was
peace.
Just
was
trash.
Was because the story.
I can't believe I spent the money on it, but I was such a. I loved Duke Nukem 3D.
Duke was just the man back in the
day. I loved Duke Nukem 3D, and I was just like, dude, I have to get it. And
I'm
here
to kick ass and chew bubblegum.
I regret it. I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of gum. So, yeah, that's that.
That's sad. Like, you know, it takes 10 years to make this game, and it blows. It just really breaks your heart. Because you wait so long.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're just like, the memories are going to continue.
Oh, like, I'm waiting for the day that that Half-Life 3 comes out.
Half-Life 3, that better be good when it comes
out.
Because if it's just like, they're never going to get in. Valve's just going to shut down. Steam's going to shut down.
So
can't show their faces anymore.
It gets kind of into news. Well, not really. But anyway, so there's rumors that Amazon is going to get into the
gaming
marketplace.
Streaming?
Not streaming. Because they own Twitch.
Oh, that's...
Amazon
owns that.
Twitch already. But what they're getting into is, you know, how there's the Steam marketplace and everything. They're going to start getting into that. The rumor is. There's patents that they've gotten. Or not patents, but anyways.
It's just the rumor mill.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're going to be getting into that.
Buying domains and stuff like that.
Yeah,
stuff
exactly.
Like that's popping up.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which I don't know if they'll be able to compete with Steam.
Probably
just
not.
Because Steam's been the only PC gaming marketplace.
For so long.
Forever. I mean,
yeah, it's
they,
still pretty much
and,
the only
and
one.
And then Origin tried to follow that. Origin sells their games through their application. But Steam is
that's the thing about Steam. It's like it's not just Valve games. It's like all
no,
all
but like you can't
games.
Buy Battlefield.
Really?
You can buy the older ones.
You
so
have to go
up
out on
to
EA or something.
Yeah, you have to buy get Origin.
Licensing.
Origin is the application
for EA or
for
something?
EA
or the
games.
Okay.
Yeah,
I guess that kind of makes sense.
They
make
stopped
money.
At Bad Company 2.
Okay, so before
they stopped
3.
Releasing on Steam. So you can't get Battlefield 3.
Steam.
You have to go through Origin,
like
yeah.
All
right. So, that's a little interesting.
It's a little kind of boogerish, but I guess see what they're trying to do.
Well, I mean, the thing about Steam, though, is their sales. They have the best... I mean, they've got the winter sale. They got the summer sale.
Mm-hmm.
They've got...
They do. They have, like, all these sales of, like, great games for, like, $5.
Yeah, and it varies. It goes on for so many days, and each day it's a new set of games are on sale. And it's the worst time of year for me.
Oh,
I will tell you that. just money. Because
there's so many games you want to buy, but you can't afford.
It almost seems like...
Don't worry, taxes coming.
Lord Gaben just gazes into your eyes, and he just... Your wallet floats out of your butt pocket, and just...
Take my money!
And your money just starts going to him.
Spewing out of him like a butt cannon.
Damn Lord Gaben.
Damn you, Lord Gaben. All right, so... I think it's a nice little wrap on our first segment here.
Yeah.
All right, so next segment, I'm calling it Games of the Future.
I don't know what I'm... I don't know. I tried to make a song, but it didn't. It just started with... And ended there. That was it.
It was a fart song. It's all good. We'll take it. Your butt wrote a song, and it was beautiful.
And it was for Games of the Future.
So this category I made... To talk about the games we're looking forward to that are up this year. I'm going to try and, like, just stick to this year next, you know, 2017. Because, I mean, we can go on and on. There's all these games that's going to be coming out.
This year, so why don't you start?
I'll start. So I got on my list Kingdom Hearts 3, Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy, and Zelda Breath of the Wild. Those are the top three I'm looking forward to. Most of them coming out, well, Kingdom Hearts is still up in the air, but most of them are coming out, no, Breath of the Wild is literally a month from today.
Breath of the Wild, are they releasing that for Wii U?
Yep, it's for Wii U and the Switch.
And the Switch.
There's a, you mean, I've seen some comparison videos, like the graphics are a lot better on the Switch, obviously.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look too bad on the Wii.
Well, I mean, they still said, though, the graphics compared to Xbox One and PS4, it's still not...
Oh, it's not going to be anywhere near
to that level.
It'll be probably close to 360 PS3 level.
Which Nintendo doesn't need to. The demographic that Nintendo has captured, they don't need those graphics.
No. Oh, you're right. They don't need
it. Because their games don't rely on them. No. That's the thing.
They tell a great story all on its own. Doesn't need awesome graphics. They're great graphics.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need to be like picture graphics. Like picture quality
Smash
graphics.
Smash is a great story.
Oh, I love it.
Smash.
Telling a story all over your faces.
And then Kingdom Hearts.
Your Kingdom Hearts, I've been waiting for this bloody game for, let's see, Kingdom Hearts 2 came out in 2005.
It's been a long time.
My gosh, I want the third one.
It's been over 10 years. So they've announced it.
They've announced it. They've shown footage and stills and
stuff. Oh, yeah?
So it's coming out.
Nice.
Probably maybe either at the Wii U or Switch? No, it's going to be for the PS4.
Oh, okay. They're not going Nintendo? Mm-hmm.
They were rumored to be on Xbox One and PS4, but then there was another rumor a while back that they pulled out of the Xbox One.
Gotcha.
Like there's a leak on GameStop's website that they stopped. They weren't going to sell it for Xbox One. Something like that.
Interesting.
So only PS4, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they've only been on PlayStation this whole time, except for a couple, like,
handheld games. Yeah, come to think of it, yeah. It's always been on PlayStation. Yeah.
Which I'm fine with. I'll buy a PS4 just for that game.
Yeah. And then, of course, Crash Bandicoot, how could you go wrong
with?
Oh
my gosh, I love those games.
I love
that
them, too.
That was, like, the first PlayStation game I had. The best.
They
ever.
Were the best.
And they're just, it's the same exact gameplay.
Yeah.
Same
moves. Oh, and it's still going to be amazingly fun.
It's going to be awesome. The graphics are really good. I'm going to be laughing and nostalgia driven all the way.
Oh, yeah.
As I slam through boxes and spin
those,
and eat Wampa Fruits.
Heck yeah. Gotta slam those boxes.
What am I got?
What am I got? What am I got? So I am. I am excited for the new Mass Effect coming out. That's
Andromeda?
This year, right?
Yeah, Andromeda comes out the summer, I think.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that. I think that is... Really, I haven't been paying attention to a lot of future games. But Mass Effect, I've been definitely keeping my eye on. I'm trying to think of what else I've been really... paying attention to. Nothing's really caught my eye other than that.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, when I was young, like, even, like, 5 years ago, I would always remember, like, oh, there's, like, 10 games this year I want to get. And, like, this game comes out then, this game. These last few years, it's only been, like, maybe one or two games every year.
Yeah.
And then they just, like, announce it at the last minute. This game's coming out. I was like, oh, I want it.
Yeah, yeah. No, because I loved Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 2 was actually the only one I played.
Okay.
I want to play the other ones. But
I played a very little amount of the first one.
I think I might have too. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But the Armada looks amazing. Open world.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's cool.
The, supposedly, yeah, open world is what I thought.
It looked interesting. It's a good story.
Oh. No, there is another game that interests me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new... it's...
A small world.
Is it Ghost Recon Wasteland?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that looks pretty cool, too.
That's open world.
This big open world, like, mission games. Now, with Ghost Recon games, like, when I played the earlier ones, they're very, like, tactical, and you have to be precise.
Yeah, this
and stuff,
is
this looks pretty cool.
This is pretty much... It reminds me a lot of,
like, the first Rainbow Six, almost? Not
no,
quite.
No, it's different. It's third person.
It is?
Yes.
It looks like... Okay, maybe you're right. Yeah.
I mean, maybe you might still be able to go first. No. It's third person, and then when you go to aim,
it,
you know,
it
you...
It goes, zooms in.
It zooms in.
Some of them, like, they go back and forth. Like, I know, like, Rainbow Six Las Vegas, you can go back and forth between first and third.
Right, yeah.
So, it does
Dude,
look really
Vegas
cool.
Vegas was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved that game, playing on 360.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that game.
It was one of the free games for gold. That's one nice bonus of having Xbox Live Gold is... You get two free games every month. Well, four. Technically, if you have an Xbox One, you get four.
Yeah,
two Xbox Ones and two 360 titles.
That's
so.
What I love about Origin.
Mm-hmm.
Origin, they're not big titles.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they are, but they actually give... they give a free game every month. Is what
I
they
think
do.
That's a great incentive program. Like, PlayStation Plus is doing it. It's a great way to keep people just, you know, give them money. Give you free stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it keeps you checking their website all
mm-hmm.
the time. So you're always opening up their application
right.
to see, oh, what new game is going to be for free through Origin this month. So, yeah, I think those are probably the two... big ones that have caught my eye that it's like, okay, those look fun.
Yeah, because at first when I saw the trailer for Wasteland, it almost seemed like it wasn't real.
Yeah.
And then, like, it gets, you know, kind of pans out at the end. It's like Ghost Recon. I was like, oh. Well, that explains why it's so tactical.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we'll see. It looks a lot of fun. Looks a lot of fun for if you have a lot of friends that
mm-hmm.
play.
I feel like I like to do team-based stuff.
Because it's, yeah, it's all team-based.
Mm-hmm. Wild card, bitches! They're blowing up everything with
yeah.
a rocket launcher. What are you doing? Who invited Leroy Jenkins? Leroy Jenkins! I wonder if he still does that. Like, if he made
know.
Up, like, a fake gamer account and just, like, jumps into games and just goes, Leroy, and just screws everything up.
Probably.
Come on!
I wouldn't doubt it.
It's, like, been 10 years! Stop!
I don't want to do this anymore.
It's like kids nowadays, like, Leroy who?
Yeah, exactly.
Which saddens me a little bit.
Yeah,
but
it does, yeah.
All right, well, that's cool. If you guys at home have any other games you're looking forward to, make sure to hit us up. We have Twitter, we have Facebook, we have Instagrams.
The tweets.
The
faces.
If you have a Twitch account and stuff like that, like to live stream your gaming, send a link to that. We'd love to watch it. We'd love to let everybody else
definitely.
Watch it. So, yeah, send that up. So if you want to hit us up, we are on Twitter, @DeepFriedGeeks, Facebook, all with the same name, Instagram's DeepFriedGeeks, so hit us up. Anything you're looking forward to this upcoming year. All right, so this category might be our longest one, but I think it's going to be the coolest one, and I call this Favorite All-Time Games. So I'm going to break it down and give you each little genre of game, and we're going to tell you our favorite games from that genre.
Let's do it!
And what makes them so great.
Let's do it!
So the first one on here, fighting games.
Fighting games. Best of all time, huh?
Yeah, well, not best, but your favorite. Like,
my
like
favorite.
Your go-to game. It
my
might not
go-to.
Even be the best game, maybe a crappy game, but for some reason, you love it.
The go-to fighting game... I would have to say, do you remember It was Super Nintendo, Clay mm-hmm. Fighters.
Clay Fighters. I do remember that.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, I loved that game.
It was like weird, like there was like a snowman.
Yeah, a snowman. There was like a rabbit or I forget.
Some weird, like very creepy looking like clay.
Yeah,
clay
it was like
where'd
they
creatures.
Come up with this? But I loved that game. I would play it all the
I
time. Played,
I think I had a ROM of that and I like played a little. I was like, oh, that looked kind of cool back in the day. So I downloaded. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. It was, but it was fun. It was fun.
They had a lot of those type of games back in the day where they looked like clay animation.
Yeah.
Like there's this game called Skull Monkeys. Really weird game.
I don't remember that.
It was like I don't even remember what the story was. You were just fighting skull monkeys. And they're just like apes with skulls on their head. Instead
That's
of a normal
weird.
Face.
That sounds weird.
It was weird, but it was like claymation.
Yeah.
It was really weird. Like just,
that sounds weird. I'd have to look it I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Skull Monkeys.
Skull Monkeys.
I think that's what it's called. All right, so my favorite all-time game is Super Smash Bros.
Of course.
Yeah. Madman and Leviticus hate me.
And they because won't they can never beat you.
They won't play me anymore. Because I always win. I don't know if I'm, like, tournament level good, but...
You might be, I mean...
I would love to just, like, try it, just see how far I get.
I mean, obviously, you are better than your friends that you hang out with, yeah. So you must be at a certain level.
That's true.
Have you ever wanted to?
Yeah, I always wanted to because I remember they had this like little small comic convention that was in Charlotte County, the Charlotte Harbor Event Center, and they were having tournaments all the time. And there was a Smash one. I was like, I want to go. Nah, that's okay.
Next time one comes up, I'll go with you.
All right, that'd be awesome. We'll do it. Watch me smoke.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Smoke some dudes.
Heck
but the
yeah.
best thing about like tournaments, or the best slash worst, is. That you get to just spam the cheapest moves possible, and they can't be mad because that's how it is, bro.
Oh yeah,
there's no honor. You just however I can win.
Yeah, yeah.
Pika.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spam a lightning bolt or jolt and lightning bolt.
But you're pretty good with combos and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I learned a lot of like tactics, like and my favorite thing is just so gratifying, just getting them over the edge and meteor smashing straight
yeah.
down. So gratifying. What? So. It's a fun story. Like, whoever thought about, let's take all our favorite Nintendo characters and put them in an arena, beat the
Heck
tar
yeah.
out of each other.
So did you start with the 64 version?
I did. That was the very first one I played.
Yeah. Dude, I remember going, every time we'd, like, travel and go to a hotel room.
Yeah.
And they would have a 64 controller. And you could, like, purchase the game.
Go, like, rent the games or
oh,
something.
Yeah. That would be the first thing I'd do. I'm like, Mom, can I rent? Super
yeah.
Smash Bros.
I remember like there was a Disney a hotel that was like near Disney that had those things. Like you had the console there.
Yeah.
And controllers and you had
There
to,
was
like,
even a
them.
McDonald's. I forget where it was
oh,
at.
Yeah, I remember
they
that.
Had
yeah,
the that. Systems in there.
Oh, but those thumbsticks, man.
Oh, I know they
out.
Were yeah, they, because they, every kid
like it's like Mario Party yeah. every damn time.
I just wanna press buttons. Bailey. Come here, Bailey.
So that just it's just harkens me back.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely, Smash Brothers is up there with... It really is. It's up there with, like, Street Fighter
yeah,
and
it's on the same
Mortal
level,
Kombat.
Like, of tournament level, like
oh,
Mortal
yeah.
Kombat,
if
Tekken,
not better,
Street Fighter.
If not more. I mean, Smash tournaments are, I think, bigger.
They're pretty intense, too, because unlike, you know, Street Fighter and stuff, where it's very two-dimensional, even though Smash is two-dimensional, there's, like, levels, like, you platforms,
yeah.
and there's jumping and flying and... It's intense, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I've played it. I'm nowhere close to tournament level, but it's a fun game to play.
Very gratifying. All right, next category, racing games.
Racing games.
So my favorite is probably, you know, like 90% of people's favorite, Mario Kart.
Mario Kart is an awesome racing game.
Because it's just one of those games, too, where you just, like, beat the tar out of your friends. And you're still friends at the end, like, cursing at each other and knocking each other off the road.
Yeah, Mario Kart brings back a lot of memories of elementary, you know,
mm-hmm.
hanging out with your friends. My cousin had a big screen back then.
Oh, yeah, the tube
so,
one.
Oh, yeah, so we were playing on his big screen with the four, you know, split screen and
oh,
everything
man.
Like that. That was the best.
That was awesome.
And,
because, again, that brings you back
so
to N64, where maybe it was the party console, where you could get
oh,
your friends
yeah.
together, and you just GoldenEye, all that stuff.
Yep. Yep. Well, I mean, it was the first four-player
yep,
console.
Was.
After that, it was PlayStation.
No, PlayStation came out first.
PlayStation, that's right. But it still was only two
or five. But yeah, that
right?
was,
it was two.
You had to get the multi-tap in order to do more controllers,
right,
and only certain games was up more than two people.
Right. Yeah.
So it was kind of pointless.
Yeah, that's right.
But almost like every game for
that. Isn't that crazy that PlayStation came out first with discs?
Yeah.
And Nintendo still stuck
with
cartridges.
So they stuck with cartridges, and it worked. Because
you had to
no loading screen. Yeah.
Just what it is.
It's part of it. You open the box, there should be a piece of paper that says make sure to blow on it before putting it in first time. Everybody did it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you put on the back, no blowing it because you're going to do it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's the only way to keep it going, baby.
Oh yeah, it is.
So your favorite, or are you gonna anything different
favorite,
for your favorite racing?
Honestly, I don't think so. I mean, that if you think of racing, you know, obviously you can go realistic. You can
with
go
like Forza
Gran Turismo,
Gran stuff Turismo. Like that.
But my better memories is with Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Mario Kart Super Nintendo, all the way. You know,
all
that was. Dude, I remember playing two-player with my brother, and it was the map where it was just like a, it was just a square map,
mm-hmm.
and it was, you would have to go around, get the green shells or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and try to win that way.
Battling was fun, too. It wasn't necessarily racing, but doing the battles
against four
people.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, yeah.
That was always fun, trying to pop their balloons.
Yep. Oh, man. The memories. What's next?
All our RAMs are filled with awesome memories. So, next one is action. So, when I say action, I mean, like, games that are focused on just beating up things, not, like, fighting. You know, like, so mine, I'll give you an example. So, mine is the Batman Arkham series. I consider that to be an action game more than anything else.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're going around, you're fighting people, you're going through a story, you're constantly on the move and fighting. So, like, another good example would probably be, like, Dynasty Warriors. That's a big, action game.
Oh, I remember that game.
God of War, just mashing buttons, beating up bad guys, or whatever that was.
For me, it would have to be Half-Life. That's just my go-to.
All right, I guess that's kind of an action.
Oh yeah, I mean you have a shotgun, you're going around with a crowbar and smashing
head crabs.
Zombie head crabs into the floor. So
having everybody Gordon Freeman,
Gordon. So yeah, that would have to be mine. That's a good one.
I would have considered that a shooter, but technically it is more like an action story.
Oh, that's right. I mean, is shooter in the category?
There's a category for shooter.
All right, well I'll change it because that would probably be my shooter. Oh no, it wouldn't be my shooter. I'll keep it my action.
You keep your action.
Yeah, okay. I'll keep it my action. Because
it's very linear, so it's a story based game. You're going through trying.
Yeah,
it's an action game.
So, you know, there's
constantly fighting and shooting and making your way through.
I have a different game for shooters,
especially
so.
Dark Home. That part was creepy in Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
Every time I get to that point. With the reverend or the preacher, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this guy? All right. So the next category is the adventure series. So with his ones are, it's hard to differentiate with action adventure. So.
Well, no, because the first thing that would come to my mind is actually like Zelda.
That's read my mind, because that's what mine is. Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
I would actually, I'm still going to go with Zelda, but I would have to go with A Link to the Past.
Link to the Past, that's a great one too. I was tied, because I love Ocarina of Time, and I played a lot of both Link to the Past and Ocarina of Time. And the one that came out for 3DS 2 years ago, A Link Between Worlds, was really cool too, because it actually had that like same style as A Link to the Past.
Right.
Same exact map and layout of everything, and just that kind of like pan back.
That's cool.
It was fun.
But I'm trying to think of anything else that I can think of that
action adventure. So maybe like, I was gonna say like Devil May Cry, but that's more of an action game. You're constantly fighting stuff.
Mario, you know Mario,
Super Mario World.
Yeah,
that's like action or adventure platform.
Well, like the newer ones too, like. Like, I know we talked about a little bit ago, Galaxy was
Galaxy. Super Mario Galaxies 1 and 2.
That was a lot of fun. I loved that game.
Yeah, that was a good one. All right, anything else you would put on the adventure category as your favorite?
Not as my favorite. Okay. I think Zelda is like my go-to anyways.
All right. Next one, now we're going to get to it, the shooter category.
All right.
So.
Mine is Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike.
All the way. All the way.
Elite-level status shooter.
That's what I started with.
I don't know how many times I watch, like, Counter-Strike tournaments, and it's just like,
these guys are insane. Like, they're barely even around the corner. Like, dead.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How did I die?
Yeah, and what's cool is you know that they're not cheating. It's like that's how good they are.
They've played it for so many hours.
Yeah.
Their face just 2 inches away from the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Scattles.
Going Scattles. I love that game.
I played a few times.
That's what I grew up with.
I broke some taboos. Because we were, like, playing online, and we were just, like, I was, like, one of the final two people, and I didn't realize we were supposed to do knives only. So he pulled out his knife, and I'm just like, ah! Pop, 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 pop! And I killed him. He's like, dude,
what's up, noob?
I was like, whoops.
How's your mother?
Didn't know. So, oops.
Yeah.
So that's elite level shooter. Mine would have to be, I do love the Call of Duties, and I do love... Some Battlefronts are fun too sometimes, but I still love Gears. Like, even though there's some days I do terrible, some days I do great. It's just it's hardcore, fast paced.
Gears
gory.
Is awesome.
Any game where you put a chainsaw on an assault rifle,
yeah.
Get ready for here I come.
I remember playing the first one on 360. It was a lot of fun.
It's a great story. That's what really drew me in is the story.
Yeah, it is a good story.
Good narrative.
Yeah.
Just like
that kind of ties in with adventure. I mean, adventure. Ties in with a good story.
He has to have a good story to have a great adventure game.
Yeah.
Alright, so the next category is RPG. So I'm going to try and differentiate this a little differently from adventure. So RPG is like you play as a character. Now there's like MMOs.
Right, massive multiplayer.
You create your character and you play with lots of people. But I still think like there's certain games, like in my opinion. So mine is Kingdom Hearts. I consider that an RPG over an adventure because you're like constantly like leveling up and you're getting using spells and abilities. Like, I would even kind of say Fallout's kind of like a...
Well, that's exactly what I was going to go with is Fallout, or you can even consider Skyrim, Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, because you're getting new weapons, abilities.
Right, and I would have to consider mine as Fallout, definitely.
Fallout's a great game.
Yeah.
I've watched my cousin play Fallout 3 for hours, and it's
well,
just
even
fun.
Fallout 3 is the best... Yeah, it's awesome. It's a lot of fun leveling up your character, trying to figure out different builds, like your second run. You're trying to think of a different way. That's what makes it fun is the fact that you can play a bunch of different ways.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
if
different.
You wanted to. It's not just going in and just shooting and that's it.
Because it's not one of those games where you make choices and those choices
right.
affect
like,
what
I can
happens.
I can make my guy a melee. Yeah. A melee character where all he does is
punch people's heads.
Punch. In fact, right now my character.
So how does
a
VAT system work with like melee? So
you have to be
like
close enough.
Right up on them.
Yeah, you have to be close enough. But right now he's got a boxing glove with spikes on it. So I just go around, save my ammo, and just like beat him down to the floor.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I was watching this video of like how close this guy almost came to dying. So he was like fighting some like. Whatever the mutant, not mutants, they're like the freak people. So he had the mini nuke launcher, just shoots it, just like right after he activates the VAT. So he fires, goes poom, and so he hits him. The guy goes, ugh, fires the mini nuke, and then he shoots him again, kills him. But you watch the nuke just go,
oh, I saw that, right yeah, I saw head. That video.
And he just like pans the camera on you, just go,
oh, yeah, that is like, oh gosh, I could have died. Yeah, I've seen that video.
I kind of want to play it.
It's awesome.
Not if I finish Resident Evil 7. I mean, maybe I'll do it.
Hey. It's a long one.
Yeah.
You can definitely... I mean, I've already got 120 in there.
And you haven't even beaten it.
No.
So,
no. Nowhere close.
That's just saying how big it is. Okay, so this category, I think in this modern age, it's hard to avoid these. So mobile, your favorite mobile games. Angry Birds. Bejeweled, even. Clash of Clans.
My favorite mobile. I would have to go with... There's this game, I don't know, it's just so addicting to me. It's called Tiny Tower.
Tiny Tower, okay.
Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
No? It's you run your own tower and you build levels and you pretty much have to maintain your tower.
Okay.
So
it doesn't collapse and stuff?
Like, well, no. Like, you have to keep you have to put the characters in the right place that they are good at. So
okay.
It's like one person might be good at retail stores. You have to put
okay.
the person there.
Oh, okay.
It's a really cheesy game, but it's a lot of fun.
It's a strategy.
What
game.
I really liked about it, and they shut it down, was they made a Star Wars version.
Oh.
And it was awesome. But then they took it down. They
Maybe the licensing or something.
Yeah, it was licensing.
There's a lot of like cool like games, normal games, and then they did like Star Wars versions that they made. And I was like, that's awesome. Yeah. And then you just never hear of them again.
Yeah. I think I know what you're gonna say.
Marvel Contest of Champions.
Yep. I play that it.
Every day.
I knew it. It's that fun,
it's,
huh?
It's fun.
I still haven't gotten into it.
I love
it.
Collecting the different heroes. That's the best part about it. Yeah. Like my, I think I have like 50 something heroes now.
Yeah.
Champions. And it's an interesting story because I keep like, every once in a while they'll add like event stories where it like kind of ties into the movies and stuff. So it's kind of cool.
That's
it's
cool.
Like they did like a Doctor Strange one. Now they're doing like a Dormammu type one.
That's cool.
Kinda cool.
That is really cool.
So it's fun. It's neat.
Well, I need to try it out. I need
it's
to try
free,
it out.
So that's the best part too. Is most of these mobile games are free, so everybody's playing them.
Yeah.
Except Flappy Birds, because that's one of the rarest gems of them all.
Oh yeah.
It's weird that you can like if you have Flappy Birds on your phone, you can sell it on the internet for like several thousand dollars.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's just so basic too. It's not like
All right,
here we go.
Yep. He made a lot of money off of it.
He did. He must have. If people are still crazy about it. All right. So those are our favorite games. Oh wait, I got one more category. I almost forgot. Your favorite gaming memes.
So
things you love to like go like do a barrel roll.
Oh, that's the
everybody loves to do a barrel roll.
That is the best one.
Or like
right
snake,
there.
Snake, snake, snake.
Do a barrel roll is definitely up at my top. Or for the PC world, it's Lord Gaben.
Lord Gaben,
always referred to Gaben Newell as Lord Gaben. He's the creator of Valve.
Mm-hmm.
He made Half-Life.
Just like average looking. It's just like a cliche looking like computer nerd.
Yep.
Too.
Yeah. Exactly. And his name is Lord Gaben.
Lord Gaben.
That's what everybody calls him.
Blessed us with Valve.
He blessed us with these games that we have.
From Counter-Strike to Half-Life.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's your general. I mean,
there's.
Do you really
the
consider
numbers.
Memes where it's just like you know you've got your Duke Nukem quotes and
yeah.
stuff like that, but
I guess if I were to define a meme, it's something that you could take the context of and put, like, different words to it, and it's still funny in the context.
Right, yeah.
So, like, the Lord Gaben thing, you can put different sayings on it, and it's like, oh,
yeah.
It's funny because it's Lord Gaben doing this.
Right, yeah. I would have to say Lord Gaben. I love how looking at forums and reviews and how they refer to him as Lord. I don't know. It's just the best.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Yeah. Lord Gaben spoke. Half-Life 3 is confirmed. Let's play.
All right. So now I can get to it. So if there's anything that you guys find to be your favorite games that we didn't mention or you like our picks, let us know. Like
Please,
it. Follow
us
it.
Know.
Share it. Do it.
Stay a while and listen.
Stay a while.
Now goodbye. Listen. You don't have to listen anymore.
I forgot about that. That would be one of my favorite RPGs is Diablo 1.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
Stay a while.
Yeah. News? Wasn't there some news?
Yeah. I have a food, glorious food.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So we'll go through that kind of quick. Kind of a nice little podcast we're going here.
Yeah, it is.
I thought it'd be short, but we're still going.
No,
right,
we're
so
still going. We got stuff to talk about.
Food. All right. So I broke this up into two categories, and one is favorite food you like to eat while gaming. Gaming snacks.
Gaming.
Or drinks, too. I say food or drinks.
Gaming snacks. Well, definitely energy drinks.
Energy drinks. Get
definitely.
Some Rockstar Monster.
Yeah, get some.
Game Fuel. Like, if you love Mountain Dew, get some Game Fuel going.
Yep.
I remember one year. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay.
It was like, it got released. It was like World of Warcraft season. So, like, it was probably like a few months after it was released. It was like, so it's not selling that much anymore. Walmart's going to sell it for, so they were like 20 ounce bottles for $1. And I literally bought like $20, $30 worth.
Why not? Why not?
There were like two flavors too. So, like, the fridge was packed.
Let's do it.
It was awesome.
I
don't know if I slept.
Me, but it would have to be. I drink all energy drinks, so it doesn't matter which one. Red Bull, NOS is probably.
NOS is good. I like NOS.
My
is
go-to.
Good.
Yeah, those are probably
it
my two.
Good.
We might have to go get.
Full Throttle is good, too.
We
like,
we
it
might,
tastes really good. I don't really
after
feel
the
much
podcast,
after.
We might
Monster.
We might need one. and bring it back. That way when we start, because we're gaming tonight, people.
We're gaming, folks.
We're getting some games in.
That's right.
So our snacks, we had pizza tonight. We've got beer, and we'll probably get some energy drinks after this. But go-to snacks, you know, I hate doing it, but I do it anyways. I'll get some finger foods, like some chips.
Chips, dip.
Yep, chips, dip.
I put like Cheetos.
Yeah.
Skittles,
Doritos,
M&Ms, pretzels, Doritos.
Any candy.
What flavor Doritos?
Oh.
Because there's a lot of good flavors out
there. Oh, there is. What is that? It's in the purple bag.
The sweet Thai chili?
Yeah.
That one is amazing.
It is. That's my favorite right now.
Yeah.
Sweet Thai chili.
What? I bought like a whole bag and I didn't realize like as I'm going through it's like this.
Oh yeah, it does get hot. Yeah.
Like the first, for a while, it's like
it's
you don't
not
feel
that
anything.
Spicy, but after
it'll,
a little
creep
bit,
up
it,
on
yeah,
you.
It does creep up on you.
I guess because at that point I've had like 5 pounds of
yeah.
the flavoring on my tongue.
But I'll do it and then I'll get frustrated because it's like I'm I'll gets all over my fingers and I'm
yeah,
playing and stuff like that.
I get paranoid about that too, getting crust on my
but
controller.
But surprisingly, I keep it pretty clean. I don't,
you do keep a pretty clean game.
Yeah,
I try
to. Yeah. Might have to post that on the tweets.
Find the answer to the question I heard.
Shut your face, Alexa.
Alexa, my gosh, why are you speaking out of turn? How dare you? This isn't your podcast.
That's right. Put Alexa in her place.
But it. Okay. We need to stop saying her name.
Yeah.
She's going to start yelling at us or something. But anyways, I was going to say I might need to take a picture of my state, my gaming station,
yeah.
and post it. And
I just
everybody
like the way you have their monitors laid out. I think that's really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Everybody else, you can always post any game, cool gaming
yeah,
stations.
Yeah, your gaming, like game lounge, game
dens. We would
dens.
Love to see what you guys...
You got like 4 monitor sets up, massive TVs.
So I'm part of... on Reddit,
mm-hmm.
I go on Reddit all the time, and there's a subreddit called Battle Stations.
Okay.
And it's people's setups.
Oh, yeah.
Like, their setups.
That, yeah.
yeah, and it's got me hooked. I, like,
I saw
look on there
cool
all the time.
One where someone took, like, their cables, and instead of, like, hiding it behind, like, the monitors, they have them mounted to the walls with, like, little LED strips.
Yeah.
And that's I thought that was really neat, because
yeah.
it almost looks like a microchip, where it has, like, the cables. And
yeah, it's
designs.
Really cool.
So, some people, you all are creative out there, and
yeah,
I think it's
send
awesome.
Them over. We're getting a little off topic, but
yeah,
that's
okay.
Okay.
That's
okay. That's
okay. We're excited. We're happy.
So, yeah. Obviously, you brought up Skittles.
Skittles.
Gotta love those Skittles.
Gotta love them Skittles. Skittles.
Oh, do you like the sour ones?
I have to crave them. Because, like, I'll eat a whole
man.
Bag, and then, like,
and it, yeah,
half
it gets,
my tongue
yeah.
is numb for, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
Because it just burns it. Burns all of my tastes.
Oh, but they're so good.
They are
good.
So good. It's like, I guess, what is it? There's the sweet and sour sections of your tongue. So, like, the sour part just, like, shuts off for, like,
yeah.
3 days.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat every dang Skittle. I'm not going to leave anyone behind, even if it kills
the best. And then you end up choking on the juices. The juices, they're just so juicy.
Have you ever, I heard, like, people do this. I've never done it. Where if you get, like, there's certain vodkas you can buy that are kind of flavorless. And you take, like, different candies and put them in there.
So I've heard Skittles and beer is supposed to be
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
Ring
Pops and beer
was
pretty good, right?
I think, what?
Remember when we had the Ring Pops and beer? We went out and played pool, went to the bowling alley.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, that's
it.
Right.
I don't remember
that's
how we
right.
got ring pops.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
we,
right.
we got tickets, and we all got ring pops.
Oh, yeah,
we
that's right.
Beer. That's right.
Yeah.
We went to the arcade.
Yay! All right, so what was the other category?
So the other category is favorite stuff, food and drinks from video games that you wish was in real life. So, like, a good example would be, like, Nuka-Cola. Now, I know they made a version, but it's just like soda, so it doesn't
yeah,
actually do what Nuka-Cola
yeah.
does. Like,
but that,
have,
that would definitely be in my...
That would be in your one?
In my top, because it's just so iconic.
Yeah.
It really is from that game. If you hear Nuka-Cola,
yeah,
if you're not a gamer, then... You're not a gamer
well,
if you don't know what it is.
Exactly. Sorry, son.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
If you don't know what Nuka-Cola is, get out. Shut
get
it
out.
Down.
Yeah, shut it down.
Just walk away, shut the podcast
just
off.
Sell your
I mean, don't. Don't.
Sell your Xbox right now.
Yeah, just sell it. Just sell it. And just
I'm trying to think of what else.
So I put on this list, like, health mana potions. Like, if you had those in real life. So, like, let's say, like,
oh, yeah.
your friend has cancer. It's like, here, drink this. Boom, cancer gone.
You're cured.
Full restore.
Yeah.
Some
do you remember
like
from, it was from Super Nintendo, they made a 7-Up game?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I had that for PlayStation.
Dude, that game was awesome.
It was Spot. Spot Goes to Hollywood.
Yes.
You played as the 7-Up Spot. Yes. Guy. He had sunglasses.
Yes.
You
that
threw,
was
I
the
don't
best.
Know what you threw.
It,
was like
it always made me want 7-Up.
It was weird product placement.
It was, but it was a fun
it
game.
It was a really catchy game. You like played a different movie
and
genres.
You threw the, I think, was it the
bottle?
Caps?
Maybe it was bottle caps. You threw something.
I
was, like,
forget
some
what
silvery
you
thing. So maybe
yeah,
it
was either the caps or it was pops.
It was
kind
of hard, too, because
it was
the way it played. Is you're playing it's all you're like a stuck camera, but you're playing in a three-dimensional plane, so you have to go like up, down.
See, the Super Nintendo one was it was just
oh, was side well, the one for PlayStation was like you have to go like,
yeah, I didn't know they made one.
Yeah, I had the Spot one. Goes to Hollywood.
Yeah, that's funny.
And it goes in different movies.
Oh, it brings back memories.
I think I still have that game. I think I have all my PlayStation games, so I think
yeah.
I still have that.
But yeah, Nuka-Cola definitely.
Little side thing. Like, what other like product do you think they should make into a video game? You think would be a good video game?
Mm.
Like Dr. Pepper's Operation.
That would be. That's pretty good. That's good, pretty good. Or Mountain Dew skiing.
There you go.
You know, like, it's like
skiing on green snow.
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know. it would have to be like a goofy game.
Yeah,
definitely.
You couldn't really take it seriously.
No, but
I remember when did you ever go when Burger King gave away like these demo discs for like 360 and Xbox where you play this like there was two games like a racing game or a game where you played as the king and you snuck around and gave people Burger King food.
No,
it was such a random game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so literally like there's like you go like different levels and there's like people scattered throughout and you have to like hide in different areas. And you have to surprise them, and boom! And you give them food.
That's awesome.
It was
no,
so random.
I never did that, but I was subscribed to PC Gamer
mm-hmm.
magazine,
oh, okay. Yeah.
And they do old school demo discs.
Oh,
for,
yeah.
For
I had
PC.
The PlayStation magazine where you get a demo
PC.
Disc each month.
Yeah, I remember those.
Back in the day when we
yeah,
had demo
I had
discs. Yeah,
that's right. I had PlayStation 2. And I think I had a demo with, like, Pro Hawk's...
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater?
3, the third one.
Oh, that was a good
I
one.
Think
I like that one. I think that was
that.
My favorite one, the third one. 2 was
yeah.
great, but the third was my favorite.
Yeah.
Play as... I want to say Jango Fett? No, that was the fourth one.
The fourth one they brought
Darth
in.
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul and Wolverine.
Yeah.
Playing the third one, that's right.
That was weird. That was
I
weird.
I just... No other one.
It was
Spider-Man
fun.
Was in the second one. Thwip.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah,
he yeah. was. Yeah.
So, like, almost everyone after that,
yeah.
they had, like, a Marvel or Star Wars person in it. Because Jango Fett was in the fourth one.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I guess Tony Hawk's a Star Wars fan.
Why not?
He must be.
He's a millionaire.
Why not?
Do what you want.
Do what you want.
I wonder if
did you see that video
anymore?
Of Darth Maul, or Darth Maul, Darth Vader and Buzz Lightyear?
No.
That was going around. I'll have to show it to you.
Oh my gosh. I would,
it's pretty
that
funny.
Sounds like it's right up my alley.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of YouTubers who created right. the clip.
So another thing I thought, like rare candies, cake from Portal. Granted, you get cake.
Oh yeah.
But the cake is a lie.
The cake is a lie. It's not real, people. All
right, so I just thought it'd be kind of funny to talk about gaming food that we'd want in real life.
So, yeah. Yeah, no, that was good. And it... That would be cool if they, because like Nuka-Cola for Fallout 4,
yeah.
they did actually create one. I forget what the company was.
Right? Was it bluish or it just glowed?
No, it was bluish. It didn't
yeah.
glow.
Okay.
Because that was, that's the whole concept, though, is
yeah,
it's
radioactive.
Radioactive soda. So in the game, it glows blue.
Yeah.
The Nuka-Cola. So
make it like a lantern, just like, oh, there's Nuka-Cola.
Well, a lot of people have.
My phone.
Online, a lot of people
yeah.
have created
little
their
LED
own
stands.
Nightstand or light with that looks like a Nuka-Cola.
Awesome.
Awesome sauce.
All right, so we have finally made it to our last category.
Gamer news!
All right, folks. So I got some random stuff. There wasn't too much I found. A few things I've added in the last few days, but so I thought these things
I'll
were
let you throw in because I probably have some stuff to add in
right.
too.
Cool,
so
cool. So this first one I'm going to warn you right now is not safe for children. So if you have any children listening to the podcast, you might want to have them go away.
Not safe
Nuts.
For children.
NSFK.
No,
not,
C.
Well, I put K for kids.
NSFC
would be children technically.
NFSC.
NSFC. So if you're on Reddit, you know what that means. All right.
Yeah,
so
you know.
There's a game that came out, or they're doing like previews right now, called Conan Exile.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you've
sure been
heard
watching
this.
Streams. Yes. Oh,
so I had to talk about this because it's so absurd.
It's
funny at the same time.
It's
cracked
really
me up when I watch this.
Yeah.
So it's like any other. I don't know if it's an.
It's
MMO,
a survival. No, it's
but
a.
It's an RPG. So you create your character.
Kind
and you
of.
Live in the Conan
it's
universe.
More along the lines of survival. I don't. I, again,
well,
maybe
you
know more
character.
Than I do.
Well, what I saw was that you create your character. You're like being, punished by some. I guess your tribe kicked you out, and Conan comes in, saves you, and then you start your journey of revenge and redemption. So, like any other of these RPGs, you get to create your character, make their face, their body size, and all that stuff. But there's a feature that they've done for this game that I have never seen before. So in this game, you
this
can
is,
almost,
this is the first.
This is the first I have ever
or
seen.
Or it might not be the first,
but definitely the most involved. So in this game, if you're a male character, you can actually edit or design the size of your genitals. So you can either make yourself well endowed or not so
well endowed.
And when I saw that, I was like, what, really?
And by the way, and other people can see this, if you don't have pants on in the
game, there's a filter that you can turn it off. But
oh,
if you
there
have that,
is.
So
okay.
There's like a nudity thing, but if you have it so you can see that, and you're running around with no pants, it's hanging out, bro.
Yeah, it's a party.
So the things I saw was like the guy at the character creation screen just going like,
whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh, yeah, it's going
big smile, I'm like, what is happening?
But you can, it does go both ways for male and
so
female.
You,
so
obviously make your women's
female,
breasts bigger
and
male genitals bigger. And the other thing is they have full physics too. So there's like a
Where
they're like jumping and it's like,
oh yeah, it just
around. Like, wow. Who had the crappy job of designing the dick physics? That's all
I
want to know.
Yeah.
I'm tired. Oh my God. Cause they're just like, gotta be like right up at the screen like this.
So they either didn't care or, because yes, I did look, but they either didn't care or they went into full detail with just going, you know, figuring back in time, most male genitals were not circumcised.
They were not circumcised.
So in this game,
circumcised. I was like, what? This is so intriguing and absurd.
I was just like, well, let me see. Are they?
Obviously.
Because I want to know, hey, does this live up to the time that it's trying to portray?
Barbarians,
I mean, hey,
are not circumcised.
Yeah,
I'll tell
you
right now, apparently.
That was good to know.
So it's just so absurd, like, that this is where gaming has got to us, where you can
I just want
to
be that one character that goes around and says...
Oh, boy.
I just want to go around and be like, God has spoken to me. We must circumcise all. you're just chasing all the characters out, yelling at them. I've come to circumcise you. That would be funny.
Oh my gosh.
Hope I didn't take it too far.
No, trust me. With me and Matt, man, that's not as bad. I just thought that was just so funny. And it's just crazy. Like, why? Why do
I
this?
Know, yeah. It's very interesting. That's good that you can turn it off, though. I didn't know
that
there
was an option. Yeah, so that's what I saw. There is a thing where it says, like, if you want
to
see it,
they
you
must
can.
Have to, right? There's got to be an there has to be a on-off
so I'm curious if it just, like,
thing,
bars
right?
it out or put, like, a loin cloth on them.
No, it probably is a blur.
You think it's a blur?
Yeah, like, you know... Chinese, like, Japanese porn.
It's like cops.
It's like cops. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Just like a little blurry circle running around the
distance.
All right, next one on there. Miyasaka Nakamura. Have you heard of him? Masaya Nakamura.
No.
So he was the founder of Namco, and he was credited as the creator of Pac-Man.
Well, oh, yeah.
3 days
ago,
he passed away.
I did not know this.
He died at 91.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a pretty long time. So if you all love the Pac-Man and Namco games, like, there's so many. Like, my favorites are, like, Tekken.
Yeah.
So sorry to let you know, folks, but
that's sad.
This gaming legend who birthed the Waka 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 has passed on into the great digital beyond.
Now... That's not the... Wait, no. Isn't this... Didn't Adam Sandler have him in that...
Yeah, he was in Pixels where he's
that's
like, my
right.
son...
He didn't look that old.
Yeah, well, these Japanese, they either look
I guess
like,
so.
They look like they're four.
He died at what?
91.
He was that old?
That's what I'm saying.
Holy crap, he looked
like
he was in
ago.
His, like, early 80s.
Yeah.
Or even, 60s, no, even 70s. Earlier than that, like 70s.
Yeah.
Late 70s.
Japanese people, I don't know what they do is... they look young no matter what.
Wow.
So yeah, I crazy. Thought that was an interesting piece of news.
That is interesting.
A little sad.
That is sad.
All right, so another awesome piece of news that I can't wait for. 1 month from today, the Nintendo Switch is coming out.
Yes.
March 3rd.
I'm excited. I don't think I'm going to get it on release.
I don't know if it's going to be like the Wii, where it's just like if you don't buy it right away, you won't see it for like a year. I think they'll probably have consoles out.
And if not, whatever. But I think that I will get it just for the, you know...
the portability?
Not only that, but it's games that my wife likes to play. Mm-hmm. So it's like something that me and my wife can both play. So, like, she really loves Mario and stuff like that. And we ended up selling our Wii a while back. The Switch looks awesome. I love the portability.
The concept of it is really neat.
The concept. The console is the...
It's like a tablet.
It's a tablet.
You put in the dock station,
boom, crazy.
It's on the TV.
If you think of the graphics, that it's still not as good as the Xbox.
But it's like 360 graphics. Like, you can play Skyrim on it, which is a 360 PC game, and they look pretty good.
So, now, the handhelds on each side, don't those still act as a Wii remote... type.
Yeah, so, like, if you're playing, like,
sensor,
Mario Kart
right?
or something, I think you can, like, move it around.
Gyrate,
stuff.
Or...
it does have a little
gyrator, right?
Sensor.
Is that what they're
called?
I remember,
like, the PlayStation, like, six-axis controllers where it's motion sensor. Gyroscopic.
There we go.
So, yes, I think it does, where you can, like, aim at the TV and do stuff like that, but I don't remember what games.
Yeah.
Because I think they announced, but, like, I know they announced the Mario Kart, Super Mario World Odyssey, Breath of the Wild... Skyrim.
Have they released the battery life?
Yes. So, depending on the game, it could either be between 3.5 hours or 6 hours.
Okay.
Without being docked.
And that's straight use.
That's just straight use, yeah. So, if you're, like, taking it with you...
What's the charger can't be very difficult to carry either, right?
I don't think so, because it's about the size of a tablet, and the charger probably is, like, 2/3 of this size.
Well,
so
yeah.
You could probably put that in, like... your purse or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
I just wonder if they're gonna have like if it's like a touch screen, like an actual tablet.
What?
Because I haven't seen anything that said it was. Or
well, that's right.
Didn't show
that's
it. So
right.
I'm curious if
yeah.
Like, be
now
Wii
U,
that
the Wii U remote was that
the
touch screen?
Was, yeah. You had a little touch
I would
screen
assume, but you know, I don't know. You never know. It might be surprising.
Yeah, but it looks awesome. Portability game anywhere you want.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Take my money, Nintendo.
Have you heard anything new about compatibility with Wii U games?
No. I need to look that up because there's like, you know, I bought Smash Brothers for Wii U and I don't want to have to buy it again. But I know
right.
I'm pretty
or
sure.
Or do you, there's probably going to be a new one, right?
Yeah.
You would think. And what surprised me too, very surprising, that
They stopped production.
What?
On Wii U. So they're not going to be making any more
right.
Wii U's, but the games they might. Like, Breath of the Wild is getting a Wii U version, but they're not making any more consoles.
Right. Surprised me was that Zelda
mm-hmm.
was actually their release game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of their big release
versus
games.
Versus a Mario
yeah,
game.
You're right. It's weird that they kind of switched it
because
over.
Hasn't Mario been... Well, what was the main game for Wii U for release?
I think it was...
Was it Smash?
No. The Wii Smash Bros. Came out in 2008, and the Wii U came out in like 2006, or the Wii came out in 2006. So then the Super Smash Bros. Wii U came out last year or the year before.
Uh-huh.
The year before, 2015, and the Wii U's been out since.
Do you remember
that.
What the?
I think it was like New Super Mario World or something like that.
Right.
Or I know when I got my Wii, it came with Super Mario World 3D.
Yeah.
But I don't think it came out.
But yeah,
right
just
away.
I'm surprised they didn't go back to the roots because I remember, dude, how exciting it was that you got Mario 64 with your 64.
Yeah, that was a great game too.
Yeah, it was.
I want to buy that now.
That's a
Switch.
Good adventure game. Put it on the list. Put it on the list.
Boom! It made it. Because that's another thing I read. Like, so if you have like old digital versions on your Wii U, you can buy. For a cheaper price to have it re-downloaded on your Switch, which they did that with. So I had Wii games. So when I got my Wii U, if I wanted to re-download, I'd pay like $1 per game,
gotcha.
Which isn't too bad,
right?
but like some of them are like $5 games.
So you think that they're going to do with that?
I'm betting they're going to do the same thing.
If you've got classics that you have on your account.
That's my guess. You can probably re-download them for a small price.
Which is kind of...
it's kind of like, cheap.
That's kind of... I don't know. I would assume that if you've already purchased the games...
Yeah, you shouldn't have to purchase
them. You shouldn't have to download them again. Fair. Oh, okay, I gotcha. But yeah, because it's like, why
buy it in the first place? I don't have to buy it again.
Whatever.
That's neither here nor there. So I can't wait for that. All right. So something I saw today that really made me go, yes! So I think everybody in the gaming geek community knows about Funko Pop.
Yep.
You got some. I see them right there. They're awesome.
Yeah.
I've got some. And they just announced that they're releasing Kingdom Hearts Funko Pop.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to be all over that.
That's awesome.
They showed some stills of, they have the Goofy with the shield, Donald with the staff.
That's cool.
King Mickey with a keyblade, so I can't wait to be all over that. Because I think Funko Pops are so neat.
They are. And they're awesome collectibles.
Yeah, I think they're awesome. Like, I was like in GameStop one day, and they were talking like how the manager there has like spent thousands of dollars on Funko Pop.
I don't know if I want to go that far, but they're fun to collect.
I agree, but they're really cool.
Do you take yours out of the box?
No. I like
none of them?
Not on purpose. I came into my room one day, and I think my niece took one of them out.
Yeah.
So I had to put them back in. I was like, no!
I took a Batman out. Maybe because I don't know if I should have or not. Maybe it's a rare one because of the bat signal is messed up.
Oh, a little bit.
You see how it's messed up on there?
Yeah.
So when they printed the painting on the pop, the bat signal does not fit correctly.
It doesn't actually sit on where the etching is.
Right, where the etching is on Batman. So
where's the tailor? I need to get this fixed. Where is she?
Where's Rachel?
Where's the tailor, Rachel?
I think we should just make, like, when we do our fat Batman, it's just everybody in his universe is named Rachel.
Yeah.
Like, he just like, his masseuse is named Rachel. His driver, his chauffeur is named Rachel.
I don't know why, but I can never forget her.
I just think that'd be fun.
All right, so anything that you thought of this week?
So, yes. Just here recently, last couple days.
Maybe you're going to mention it.
The Elder Scrolls Online just announced the new expansion of Morrowind.
Ooh.
So
they're going into that
world? They're going back into Morrowind.
Where does it take place now? Like the Elder Scrolls.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I'm a horrible player. I'm not that far in the game, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I'm not quite. I'd have to look it up.
I won't like take your game card.
I don't think it's definitely not in the Skyrim same land as Skyrim. But I don't know for sure on the areas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay, that's kind of cool.
I'm taking.
I played a lot of Morrowind. That was fun.
Morrowind was fun. I loved how you could keep on jumping and make your character up.
And just run faster and jump higher.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So everywhere you go, you're always jumping, trying to level up his jump. I liked that. That was awesome.
Yeah, there's not too many games that do that anymore. Like, the more you use something, the more it levels up. Which is smart, but...
Yeah, you don't see that anymore. Yeah. What was it? There was a game... What was it that, I forget. There was another game I might have been watching a stream on or something to where the more you do it, the more you level up. I don't think it was... It's not Fallout. I don't think Fallout 4 is that similar. Yeah, but, I think that's an awesome concept that the more you use it, the more you should get better at it at some point. Or you might jump a little bit higher. It obviously doesn't go to where you're jumping up to the moon. But, yeah.
High five!
But anyway, so the release date on that, I don't know. I believe it's this year, but...
That's going to be a pretty big
Morrowind expansion.
That's a big expansion.
Yeah, so that's going to be cool. It looks like they're bringing a pet bear into the game. I mean, there's...
Why not?
There's a character that in the trailer that has... which have you seen the trailer yet?
No.
I'll have to show you the trailer. But that he's got a pet bear.
I would love a pet bear.
And it looks awesome.
Bears are awesome.
I don't know
how many times I'm scrolling through Facebook and see people like pet, like getting hugged by a bear that's not mauling them, and it just looks awesome.
Yeah.
I want a pet bear.
Pet bears would be the best. Bare hands.
Bare hands. Bare hand gaming. You have to play like an old arcade stick. That's what I want to play. Okay, so Tekken. We'll play Tekken. You can be cool. Okay, that's fine.
So you thought of something else?
Yeah, so there's one more thing that I forgot. So they released some images for a Final Fantasy VII remake. Did you see those?
No, I did not.
So they kind of caused a little bit of uproar. So they showed a like almost like a movie poster with Cloud, kind of with the background of the Midgar reactor. And then you see Sephiroth and, like, one wing coming off of him. So a lot of fans, for some odd reason, were upset. They're like, no, you have to get into the story to realize he's the one-winged angel. And blah, blah, blah. It's like, what to do? Who cares? We all know it.
Well, yeah, it's the remake.
Yeah.
And so, it's been out for how long?
It's not out yet.
No. I mean, the original has been
20 years.
Yeah, exactly. So
20 years.
It's the same thing with movie spoilers, people. If you haven't seen a movie for 20 years and I'm going to spoil it for you, sorry.
Yeah. You're not sorry.
Well, no, I'm not sorry. You should have seen it.
Yeah, dadgum. If you know how Star Wars ends, you're dope.
I can still play that, and I have not played Final Fantasy VII, and I can still play the game and probably be perfectly happy with the storyline.
It's a great story. It's fun. They're doing the remake's gonna be a little different. They've gonna change the story, make it more like an action game. But they're gonna do a remake of the actual game itself, so you get to play like the turn-based style.
That's awesome.
But the actual action part is gonna be like, it's gonna be episodic. So you get like, you buy the whole season and you get it in pieces.
Okay. Interesting.
So it seems like it's gonna be a cool concept. Definitely want to get that. It's gonna be on PS4 exclusive, but I think it'll be worth it.
Yeah,
because I love the game. It's fun, great characters, big action battles. Pew pew, slice slice.
Pew pew, tie. Pow,
except for Kate Sith. Kate Sith sucks.
Yeah. So other news, I believe Rainbow Six, the new edition, just got announced too. I forget what it's called. Anyways, there's expansions just going all over the place.
Yeah, like every game nowadays is coming out with a season
pass.
Resident Evil
7's already coming out with.
Yeah, well, they're actually the PlayStation's first got theirs already.
Do they? The expansion.
Yeah, the first one came out. But for Xbox
and
PC.
It's supposed to be free, the first one, isn't it?
No, the first free one comes out in the spring. But the first one on the DLC, like the band footage, came out for PlayStation 2 days ago, and Xbox One and PC gets it on the 21st.
Gotcha.
Which is a little annoying.
Yeah.
But I'll wait.
Yeah. Awesome game.
Yeah. Because games just like, it's kind of cheap how it's like, we're going to give you this game and then some extra stuff. Instead of just giving me the whole game at once.
Well,
I'd rather pay extra, get all of it right away instead of having to wait the span of a year to get everything.
I know. It's like, you think of like our childhood and it's just like, everything was unlocks.
Yeah. Get passwords
Nothing's
and stuff.
Nothing's unlocks now.
Nope.
It was either all unlocks or you bought the expansion.
Yeah,
like look at Diablo. I mean,
you bought Diablo
the expansion.
Too. You got the expansion.
You know,
more characters.
Yeah,
that was like the first big game I remember where like a big expansion came out. You got more characters, like the Paladin.
You got you already had the Paladin. The expansion brought the
Demon Hunter. What was it? Diablo 2.
The Assassin.
The Assassin. That's right.
And the what? Was it? He controlled pets. He controlled animals.
Oh, Hunter?
I forget what it
Something
was.
Like that. But you're right, yeah.
Yeah, forget what the name was.
So that's how it is. You just don't get a full game anymore. You have to get a good game. Cause I saw this like funny little picture that showed like games back in the day and was like, the game. And DLC was like, and it showed a picture. Like, the game was a cheeseburger.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way it is now. It's not going to change because they're making money.
That's the best way.
That's the only thing.
That and microtransactions in games, like even on like Gears of War 4, like if you want to unlock more characters and weapon skins, you have to get packs. So you can either unlock packs by playing the game, getting credits, or you can just buy packs.
Yeah.
So games like
It's the same thing with Rainbow Six Siege. I actually bought the cheaper version, and it doesn't give you all the characters.
Okay.
So like if you have the season path, they're not classes, they're just different characters with different abilities.
Okay.
So one character might have the ability of blowing up steel walls
instead of just like regular walls.
Whereas if you're playing with another character, you can't blow up that wall or take it down.
No.
You have to go through a different way. So not necessarily classes, just different abilities for each character. But yeah, I mean, I wish that they wouldn't release it as you know,
partial.
It's just like, so like Resident Evil, they've got two coming out. It's just like, just make it one.
Yeah. But so, but they, from what I read, the DLC for Resident Evil is just like they're bonus stories. They don't actually change. It's not a new story.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just addition. Yeah. Probably addition to the story or.
Like what happened in this with this person. It looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I'm just tired of these like DLCs that you like change the whole game. Why they just come with the game?
Why can't you just unlock them?
Yeah.
Stick your finger in the hole and see what happens.
Ooh, lick it. Lick a little bit. Blow on the disc.
Alright, anything else?
That's all I have.
Alright, well, we're going to be gaming tonight. That's you guys right. should be gaming
you
tonight.
You guys should hop on this Friday night, get your gaming on.
Everybody game.
Everybody game. So let's hopefully see you. Remember to like our page. Any other games you're looking forward to, games you plan, hashtag
we're
it
gonna
in there,
We're
going to
try to do this more often. Kind of, you know, have the gaming podcast as well.
Yeah.
Because we know we have a lot of people that are, you know, really big into gaming and stuff like that. Me and Tom love the gaming, whereas Matt, man, he likes games too, but
he's more into the
movies,
TV
comics,
shows,
and food. So, send us your gaming stations.
Yes, hashtag your gamer tag.
Your favorite
stuff like
games.
That. Your favorite games look forward to.
Maybe like your favorite story of a game.
Yeah, so
you know, nostalgia or anything like that.
Where can we put that information?
On the Facebook.
On the Facebook at Deep Fried Geeks.
And the tweets.
Tweets at Deep Fried Geeks.
And the
Instagrams.
Instagrams.
Yeah, make sure.
The
Grammys. Also, make sure to like us on iTunes. Keep that going, baby. You know, more likes, more friends. And we all want more friends.
Yep.
Also, if you have any cool gamer stories you want to send us, you can always email us at deepfriedgeeks@gmail.com.
Boom!
So, yeah, baby.
Take it
and go. So, thanks, guys, for showing up. And we're going to see you all next week, maybe with a regularly scheduled one. But hopefully, we'll see you back with the Deep Fried Gamers.
Woo-hoo.
So, keep calm
and
game on.
Game on. Sorry. Let's start over.
Okay. Keep calm. And game on! Game finger.